Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We talked about some of the questions in the previous sessions that the youth might have about the way that the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is commemorated. Now, some might say this, some might think that, okay, I've done exactly what was talked about. I have mourned for Imam Hussein, I had majlis for Imam Hussein, I had cried for him, I have even cursed the killers of Imam Hussein. But how come I don't see a difference in my life? How come when I go home I am the same person? Or when we observe other people, we see that they have remembered Imam Hussein, they have mourned for him, but they are still the same person, they haven't changed, they haven't gone towards perfection. See, brothers and sisters, remembering Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the outside shell of Ashura, what we talked about, is important in itself. But if we want to truly benefit from Ashura, we have to align ourselves, we have to synchronize ourselves with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so that the light of Imam Hussein can go into our heart. Even though just remembering Imam Hussein itself is something that Allah wants, and in the seminary they use the term, say, mawdu'i, this is something that itself is liked, even though it is impossible, no other benefits come out from it, it itself is something good, remembering Imam Hussein, commemorating for him. But also the remembrance of Imam Hussein in Muharram and Ashura is tariqi. It is a path for us to reach perfection. It is a path for us, and one of the best paths for us to reach God. So from this session and the following sessions, we are going to talk about more about not only just remembering Imam Hussein in the outside, in the external part of Ashura, how we can examine the inner, the inside of Ashura, the inside, the components that will change somebody and will make them a much greater person. When we look at Ashura and we approach the event of Karbala, as in the name itself has Bala in it. What does Bala mean? Bala means that there is calamity, it means tragedy. The first step for us to understand Ashura is to understand what Bala is. To understand that Allah was testing Imam Hussein, and that Imam Hussein passed this great test of Allah. See, in our lives, we're in two different forms when something bad happens to us. Either, for most of us, it's this way, a lot of times, when something bad happens to us, it's to purify us. Is to make us a better person, to change the path that we're already on. But for the prophets, and other times for us too, Allah gives us tests and tribulations to make us raise rank, to have tarfi, to have us get a higher position. Because now that you're tested, now that a situation happened, and that you truly had patience, and you overcame this great difficulty, and you even thanked Allah, you were still a shakir, you were still grateful for it, you now have a higher position. And this is when you examine the lives of the prophets and the Ahlul Bayt, you see that most of the bala and most of the calamities came upon the prophets and their family. When you look at the life of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, you see the different tests that Allah gave him. That after these tests were finished, then the verse of Quran comes that he has made Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam an imam. Therefore, when we realize the bala of Imam Hussein, of Ashura, of Karbala, we see that Allah wanted to raise the rank of Imam Hussein. Allah wanted to show the angels, to show creation, what he has created in the face of such oppression, of such calamity, that Imam Hussein was still a sabir person. And it says in some of the ziyarats says that his patience, his sabr, amazed the angels. And that is how, when we want to analyze and we want to instill ashura in our hearts, when we look at this bala, when you look at how to deal with pains and tribulations and different tests that God has for us, this makes us have the life of Muhammad and his progeny, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it says in Ziyarat Ashura, Allahumma ij'al mahya, mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. O Allah, make me live my lifetime in the same way as Muhammad and the household of Muhammad lived. Wa mamati mamata Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And give me the death of Prophet Muhammad and the family of Prophet Muhammad. Yes, we don't ever do dua for tragedy to befall us. But when it happens and we are tested, we learn from the example of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When we read Ziyarat Ashura, one of the things it says inside this beautiful ziyarat, لَغَدْ عَظُمَةَ الرَّزِيَّةَ. Great, unbearable is your sorrow. Inside Ashura, Ziyarat Ashura is teaching us that Karbala is full of sorrow, is full of bala. وَجَلَّتْ وَعَظُمَةَ الْمُصِيبَةُ بِكْ. And excruciating and great is the misfortune for you. Upon us, alayna wa ala jami' ahl al-Islam, upon all the people of Islam, and also fi samawati ala jami' ahl al-samawat, and upon the inhabitants of the heavens, also is this great misfortune, the fortune of this misfortune of bala and calamity. So, Karbala itself is bala, and when we realize and incorporate and instill this bala of Imam Hussein, we share it in our hearts, then we align ourselves with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Then we realize that what a great misfortune it is, and then we become part of those that mourn and part of those that get reward for sharing that bala. It becomes a bala for ourselves inside our hearts. It becomes something that we ourselves are hurt. In some of the narrations, it says, La yawm ki yawm ki ya Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. No day is like your day, Imam Hussein. This is because of the bala of Imam Hussein. So if a follower and lover of Imam Hussein wants to align themselves with Imam Hussein, they have to realize how much Imam Hussein was hurt, how much he was tested, and to take that some of that pain and to hold that pain and to remember that pain so that they can also be of those that join the reward of Karbala. In one of the very famous narrations, it is in Kamil al-Ziyarat, that in this narration, it says that the Prophet of Islam, when he went to Mi'raj, this Kamil al-Ziyarat is from Ibn Ghulaway, and it is an authentic book. It is a book with great narrations. It says that the Prophet of Islam, when he went to Mi'raj, he had three tests. In one of those tests, Allah says, I'm going to test you with three things. The first is hunger and giving preference towards the needy. The second is that you will be rejected and you will be in extreme fear. And when Allah mentioned these tests to the Prophet of Islam, each one the Prophet accepts. It says, قَبِلْتُ يَا رَبْ وَرَضِيتُ وَسَلَّمْتُ وَمِنْكَ التَّوْفِيقَ وَصَبْرُ. I have accepted, O Lord. I am pleased with your will, and I submit, and I seek tawfiq, success, and patience from you. Then the third test, which might be the hardest of these tests, Allah tells the Prophet, the noble messenger of Allah in Mi'raj, that your family will be killed after you. And he mentions the killing of the second son of Sayyidina Fatima salamullah alayha, and that how the ummah will be invited to fight for Imam Hussein, but they will kill him. And he will be martyred along, and his family will be imprisoned. Again, the Messenger of Allah knows this and accepts. So here, when we look at this narration, we see that the pain and the bala and the misfortune of Karbala was even presented to the Messenger of Allah. And the Messenger knows if he's going to be a messenger, he's going to bring or spread this divine message, these bad things will happen to him. And one of them is that his family will be killed. And he still accepts. And that is why maybe we understand some of the narrations that say that no prophet was hurt as much as the prophet of Islam was hurt. Is that he knew that maybe if he accepted this divine message, this bala, what happened to his family members, the bala of Imam Hussein, what happened to his grandson, and that he would also have to have patience. So brothers and sisters, when we observe Karbala, when we observe the day of Ashura, and we are in the month of Muharram, we should share this bala, this great misfortune that the Prophet of Islam understood and accepted, that we should also incorporate it in our hearts and truly feel the misfortune and pain and grief for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahla baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.